This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Of course, a lot of Mets consternation this morning. The Yankees 2 out of 3 from the A's, so everybody's a little quieted down about them for the time being. Mets do have a much needed off day today, and then they have that series against the Brewers, and the Yankees start with the Blue Jays tonight. If you want to talk some baseball, 888-808-1019. We're going into the tampering period, for lack of a better term, with NBA free agency. The Knicks still don't have a coach, and James Borrego now is the betting favorite. I don't know if that means anything. And then we also talked about this LeBron James deal where I feel like he's trying to force his way out of LA and into the Eastern Conference, try to win one more championship because he knows the path is a hell of a lot easier. And if you would have told me that we'd be sitting here on June 30th with the free agency coming up, the draft in the rearview mirror, and, you know, Leon Rose, who's got a think about free agency and figure this out without a coach, I would have told you you were absolutely insane. There's no way.
You know,
is this the first time ever a team has gone into free agency without a head coach?
Yeah, I don't know. But the one thing I will say is that he has been patient since he's been hired. He's also been basically non-existent. We haven't seen him. We've only seen the decisions he's made. And for the most part, I think we've agreed with everything he's done until he was either told or he decided or somebody within the roster that he's close to told him that they couldn't play for Tom Thibodeau. And then they make a decision where I don't think any of us agreed with. But now they have to find the replacement. And they got to find out what they're going to do with Karl Anthony Towns, if they're going to do anything with him. And that's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens when free agency starts and there's no coach. That's why I think there's going to be a coach here before Friday. I really do. Now, the other thing that happens this week is the NHL and free agency starts.
Yeah,
which on July 1st.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Yep.
And what's interesting about that? I really feel like I know pretty good that one of the star players that is a free agent is probably going to end up on another team, and it's not going to be the Rangers. And I don't know if the Rangers were going to go after him anyway, but I think it's going to be the Vegas Golden Knights getting another top end player off of Mitch Marner.
Oh, okay.
And I think Mitch will be out of Toronto, and it's not anything like, you know, no, like Matt didn't tell me this, or
yeah.
I was listening to a couple podcasts yesterday, and it's in the way that the Maple Leafs are going about who they're signing. They re-signed John Tavares for less money than he would have gotten on the open market. Bad job by him in terms of the NHLPA. Good job for the Toronto Maple Leafs because they were able to sign another one of their key players. I think his last name is Nice, but now here you go. So free agency is going to be firing on all cylinders, and everybody's going to have their eyes wide open here to see whether or not any of these teams in both basketball and hockey can improve themselves.
So happy anniversary to Matt in Sydney, by the way, which was yesterday. And you bring up Mitch Marner and John Tavares, two men that I saw them with their shirts off, so I know I could
you
pick their...
You kind of feel like you know them intimately.
Yeah, I could pick their nipples out of a lineup. But it also reminds me of our former colleague, Bob Dwyer, that day. Remember that on the dance floor when he went up to John Tavares and he said, "Hey, you're the best player in the NHL for my money."
Yes, I do remember that. Yes.
Most embarrassing. He knew, like, so, and he admitted at the time, Bob, great guy. He was not going to lie about it. So he knows nothing about hockey.
He's a basketball guy.
Didn't care about hockey at all, but he heard so much about Tavares. And, like, he knew what he looked like. He was there, and he sees him, and he's like, they have, like, a moment, and he puts his hand down, and that's what came out of his mouth. Hey, you're the best player in the NHL for my money.
Yeah, well, Bobby's a huge basketball guy, as we know when we had basketball guests in here and how he always wanted to take a photo with them. And, of course, a Bengals guy. Loves the Bengals.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, I know you wanted Mitch Marner. I know you thought that would have been a good fit for you.
Man, he's a tremendous playmaking player and who's got a sixth sense on the ice. Mm. And I love the kid and always, and Matt really took to him, or he took to Matt when Matt was up in Toronto with him when he was a rookie. So watched him closely over the last 6 or 7 years, and he's been a really top end, like a Panarin type player, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be, and the Islanders making that trade, the Dobson trade, getting two more picks. You know, not that I know much about these guys at all, but they were the hockey insiders thought that the Islanders did very well with 1, 16, and 17 and maximizing the return with the Dobson trade.
So yeah, we'll see. No, you never know with these kids. I mean,
nobody cares about hockey, Boomer.
There's Bobby.
You'd like to think the top 10 are players that everybody has, you know, future. They can see in the future that they're going to be good kind of foundational players for their franchises. You hope that at least, like a Lafreniere or Kako haven't turned out to be those players just yet. But a Nico Hischier has, you know, and a Jack Hughes has. Mm. So you're hoping that this kid, Matthew Schaefer, and you never know about Eklund and Acheson. You just don't know about these players. I mean, you could draft them. And I guess the guys that they got in 16 and 17, I was reading, I guess they fell in the draft. And I'm assuming, and I don't know this, again, I'm assuming that the Islanders are trying to trade up to get James Higgins, who ended up going to, you know, the Bruins. And if Matthew Darche could have pulled that off, he would have been a hero.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. And James Higgins went 7th to the Bruins?
7th or 8th, yeah.
Yeah, so congratulations to him. Obviously, you know, Long Island guy, Hop Hog, working his ass off.
Charlie McAvoy, another Long Island guy.
So that's pretty cool and not too far away from home. So they could travel up there easily for the home games.
Yeah, I don't know if he's, again, I don't know enough about whether or not he's going to go back to Boston College for one more year or he's going to try to get into the Bruins right out of the gate. I don't. It's hard to imagine that these kids at these ages are ready for that, mm-hmm. especially like this Matthew Schaefer is like 17.
Yeah. Well, who was how old was Victor Hedman when he was drafted?
He was probably like 18 or 19, but Victor Hedman was like a grown man.
Yeah, but I mean.
And Tavares was young and Sidney Crosby was young and those guys could all handle it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're asking a lot for maybe you put him on your third D pair or something. I mean, supposedly, you know, he projects to being a great power play guy, great penalty kill guy, a puck moving defenseman that could really skate. And he's big. And ultimately, he'll get even bigger. I mean, he's only 17.
Yeah.
When he's 21 years old, like, remember when we had Nico Hischier in here? Were you here with it?
No, it was funny because you weren't here when Jerry and I had Jack Hughes in here, and I wasn't here when you guys had Nico Hischier.
Yeah, Nico looked like he was just literally out of high school. And I'm like, man, he is so small.
Yeah.
And now you look at him and you see what he's turned into, a great two-way centerman. And he's the captain of the Devils. And he's everything that they would have hoped. Maybe even get better over the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. I was at a couple of graduation parties over the weekend. And I was thinking, like, these kids that are graduating, are older. Some of them are older than Schaefer.
That's right.
It's right. Like these kids are about to go on embark, whatever they're going to school or whatever. They're hanging out with their friends in the backyard and doing all this stuff. I was like, this guy might be playing in the NHL in like a couple of months.
You know what I always
wild to think about
with these kids, and this goes for high school football players that are going to end up going into college. They always want to go, like, let's go to this major school. Let's go to that major school. And then when you get there and you find out there's 10 guys in your position and you got to fight your way through that first before you can even get on the field for the team that you're going to.
Yeah.
I always think the same thing about these 17-year-olds. Like, you know, when they go into their first meeting, they get out on the ice the first time and they're out there with other pro players, it's got to be like such a wake-up call for them. And you got to worry about breaking their confidence. Like, you want them to be confident.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about with Preston Carey. He's going to announce today, and I think he narrowed it down to four, and one of them is still Rutgers. So I believe it's Rutgers, Georgia, Florida,
yep,
and Auburn, I think.
He goes to Rutgers. He is starting day one.
Yeah.
He may be good enough to be starting at any one of those other schools, but, like, if he goes to Georgia...
Yeah, I mean, those guys...
He's going to have, like, you know... 15 guys that are all defensive linemen.
That are all going to get drafted by the Eagles.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, like, you want to be close to home. You want to play for a, you know, a quality coach, a coach with great credibility, knows defense, you know, in what they got going on over there at Rutgers. But you're not going to go win a national championship. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, right. Of course, you know that. I mean, and that's one of those things, too. Like a,
and you can enter the transfer portal in 2 years if you want.
Like Bradley Schwartz.
Or 1 year.
Yeah. So what do you, like, every kid is different, but, like, a guy on that level of prospect that we're talking about, is he even thinking national championship? Like, when you're a kid who's thinking nil money, NFL, all this stuff, like, you even care about winning a national championship at that point?
For me, I just was praying to God that somebody would want me.
Yeah.
This kid, everybody wants.
Right.
And if it's about the money, then he's making the wrong decision.
If it's about the money.
If it's about the money, you're making the wrong decision.
No, it's about getting to the NFL.
About getting to the NFL, being coached the right way, and having an opportunity to play as many games as you possibly can.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, then that's Rutgers.
And by the
way, that would
be
Rutgers.
And the thing about it, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you go to Rutgers or Maryland, you may not make the same amount of money, but at the end of the day, you are going to have an opportunity to play when you're a freshman, and you're going to be coached by a guy who coached in the NFL.
Yeah, and you're going to be playing against great competition, so you'll have on tape, you know, against the Big Ten powerhouses, you'll have that on tape. And so, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one. I mean, whatever is the best opportunity to get to the NFL is where you got to go.
You know, I always think about Jack Cohn and what a great player he was in high school. He was head and shoulders above everybody else. And yeah, I remember watching
him. And just an awesome kid, too.
Yeah, great kid. And he loves the game of football. And then when I found out he was going to Wisconsin, I was like, why?
Did they run the ball so much?
Yeah, because I wanted him to go to a school where they threw the ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, he finally got a chance to throw the ball as the Notre Dame quarterback in their bowl game. Every game should have been like that for him, where he was out there throwing 50 times every game. And then he would have gotten so much, you know, he would have gotten a ton of accolades. And he would have put up so many big numbers if he would have went to the right school.
Well, he's got a cousin, Patrick, who is out there now as a starting quarterback. And His father, Danny, keeps his boat right next to mine. So if Patrick makes it to the NFL, he's probably going to upgrade.
So yeah, he probably will. But, you know, what I think about that is you think about schools like Syracuse that are going to throw the ball a lot. You know, I don't know what North Carolina is probably going to do. They're probably going to be more pro style. Maybe, who knows, maybe Bill will open it up. But you got to think about, you know, forget the top 10 for a second and just think about maybe the second 10 or the second 20. And look at their coach and look what kind of systems they're running and whether or not that's going to make you a better player and a more draftable player as opposed to getting all caught up with going to Georgia, who's going to pay me $1 million to sit on the bench for 2 years.
Yeah, but like, true, but I mean, this Preston Carey might be good enough to get right in there.
Yeah, he may be.
I don't know, but I mean, if like all things equal, I don't know how you like turn down an opportunity to go to one of those SEC schools and play in front of those crowds. Like, oh my God. Like, yeah, if you could guarantee you were playing, I mean, that's got to be one of the cool, put that helmet on with the G on the side and run out there at Athens, Georgia with the Bulldogs sitting there.
The one thing I will say is that by him going to IMG Academy,
yeah,
he's been exposed to a lot of those types of kids. If he would have stayed at St. Anthony's, he would have been just exposed to the Northeast kid. And the Northeast kid, for the most part, the better kids are good top college football players. Just sure. aren't a lot of them.
Yeah, that's right.
At IMG, there's a ton of them. And they're playing other schools that have a ton of them. So he probably learned a lot about himself by going to that school.
Oh, absolutely.
Which may change the whole dynamic of what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, because he spent a lot of time down there, so... But Rutgers still being on there means something, for sure. I mean, and they would be the most excited about it. I mean, they would be doing backflips.
He would play right out of the gate. He may not like it. They may end up having a losing season. But he's going to play right out of the gate. And he's going to be able to do what he wants to do, work out, play football, you know, have Greg Schiano as his head coach.
Chris Carlin as his play-by-play guy.
There you go.
You know, that's really the draw. That's going to be the thing.
Get him here. Make the ton of fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Fleegs, can you name the band and why this song is named what it's named?
Sounds like R.E.M.
It is R.E.M.
I don't know the name of the song.
The song is What's the Frequency, Kenneth?
I don't know the meaning of the song.
It's a very odd thing. It's what some crazy man ran up to Dan Rather and said in the street. And that's
What's the Frequency, Kenneth?
Yeah. Now, really? Why Dan Rather told that story, I don't know how, but...
Well, he was assaulted by the guy.
Oh, he was? Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. I guess the guy beat him up and then said,
"Oh wow,
What's the Frequency, Kenneth?"
And so then, that was the inspiration for the song.
Apparently, yeah. Wow.
And there's actually a video on YouTube of Dan Rather performing the song with R.E.M.
Get out of here.
It's very strange. I think it was at the Garden. I think he came out and did What's the Frequency, Kenneth?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's a bathroom break spot. I don't need to see Dan Rather singing a song, for God's sakes. How long ago was this?
Let me look.
That's funny.
It's still alive. At least 20 years ago. At least.
Dan Rather dead or alive?
Alive.
This is from...
Yeah, 93.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
He was, before the pandemic, he was still doing a show on Axis TV. It was a one-on-one interview show. It was pretty good, actually.
You have a date on that? R.E.M.?
1995. It was not in a concert, but here's a clip if you'd like to hear.
Sure.
It's on some sort of TV show. But it's at the MSG rehearsal. But he's just standing there singing that song.
Wow. Bizarre.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
You're Dan Rather guy, Peter Jennings guy. Who were you back in the day?
Back in the day, Chuck Scarborough.
Well, that was local.
Oh, you want national? Then Rather.
Chuck Scarborough just retired.
He
Chuck
did.
Chuck Scarborough.
Yep. Chuck Scarborough and Sue Simmons.
Tom Brokaw.
Oh, Tom Brokaw.
Because you like to do the voice.
Lillehammer.
That's right. Lillehammer. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about Brokaw.
Plus, he used to go on Letterman. So he was like the cool news guy.
But speaking of him, what happened to his show? The Letterman show on Netflix?
I got bored and didn't want to do it anymore. He's retired and...
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
I mean, you know, you have to have some... I mean, probably did a couple, like, all right, that's fine. Now I don't want to do anything anymore.
A-list guests, though. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I saw a couple of them. I thought they were good. But, I'm sure if he wanted to do more, he could. But
yeah. A
guy like that's going to bop in when he wants to.
Bop in, bop out.
We have a better version of Dan Rather singing What's the Frequency, Kid?
Never thought I'd hear that before.
So this was a show at the Garden.
Yes.
So you got to give him credit for getting up there and doing it.
Great. But yeah. If I paid $250 for a ticket, I want Dan Rather singing that song?
I don't know.
It's just, it's just the sight of it, to see it.
Yeah,
it's
gotta
be like, you know.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it was Tom Brokaw with Everybody Hurts. Everybody Hurts. In a really horror.
Can you do that voice? And that's all.
I only could say Lillehammer.
Right.
Just like you could always say Kyrie with Sean Marks, right?
Kyrie.
That's all the right, extent Kyrie. Of it.
Yeah.
Did he speak? I wasn't here Friday. Did he speak at all?
If he did, I didn't hear it. I mean, I don't know. I'd have to go to the Brooklyn Nets website, which I don't think I've ever gone to.
That's a question you got to ask yourself. Like, they say they play, but have you actually seen it?
Not me. Yeah, I watch them often.
Oh, okay.
But I was kind of checked out on Friday. He didn't speak the night of the draft.
I think he was waiting for the winners and losers columns.
Well, he's in the loser column based on what the experts think of the draft.
It all depends.
Of course, no one knows. This Denon or Demon, whatever the kid's name is, could turn out to be a fabulous player. The kid Danny Wolf could be a great NBA. But
he basically drafted a starting five.
Yeah.
If you're looking at it that way.
I could look at it that way.
You know, or at least the guys coming off the bench.
Are they going to be any good, though? That's the better way to look at it. And that we don't know.
We got to build a culture.
It doesn't look like it. I mean, if he spoke, I'm assuming that it'd be right on the front of the media page here.
So you don't even see him? Nah, he had to have spoke, no? I don't know. It just seems weird because he usually does talk to the media, and after getting clobbered by most experts about their draft, to not speak seems odd.
Yeah, I'm sure he did, and Joey from Yonkers is going to email it to me in 2 minutes.
You know, I say that at the same time, the Knicks never speak, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean, maybe if they don't say anything, why do I have to say something? I mean, those a-holes over there don't speak a goddamn word. Well, I got to get up here, do a 50-minute press conference? Go F yourself.
That's true. Nobody's listening to anyway.
All right. Enough with that.
Gosh.
Sorry. That's all right. I want to see who your next coach is going to be.
LeBron James.
Gino Auriemma.
No, there you go. Maybe that would pry him away from his legendary career.
Kim Mulkey.
You know, now that would be fun.
Let me ask you this question. So you're a coach out there, and obviously you want to coach. You want to, you know, if you're fired and you don't have a job. But, like, out of all the jobs in the NBA, this one seems to be, like, one of the worst for a coach. If you're firing a coach that got you all the way to the Eastern Conference Championship, what does that tell you about who's making the decisions?
The owner, I would think.
I mean, I don't know. It's just that it's one of these weird situations. The fact that they don't have a coach going into free agency, if they're trying to. By the way, they don't have a lot of money anyway. So it's not like they can go out there and, you know, unless they trade something.
Yeah, I mean, there'd have to be several moves made.
They'd have to trade part of their starting five and Mitchell Robinson, which I believe is an asset.
All on the table.
I guess so, but, you know, when you take a look around the Eastern Conference, as Gio said this morning, this is why LeBron James has a real chance that he could end up moving back to Cleveland, I guess.
But the Cavs want him, though? If I'm Donovan Mitchell, this is my team now.
Right. Again, what I said about all of this is that the reason that he opted into his $56.2 million deal, or 52.6, whatever it is,
yeah,
is because Rich Paul, his agent, couldn't garner enough interest to get somebody else to say, hey, we'll pay him this much money as a free agent.
All right, so here's the deal. Leagues put it into the NBA trade machine. OG Anunoby and Mitchell Robinson to the Lakers for LeBron James, Maxi Kleber, and Bronny James. Trade successful.
Oh, there you go.
The money has matched up, so there you go.
Oh, God.
And let's see. Plus 7 wins for the Knicks and minus 6 wins for the Lakers.
Come on, LeBron.
Is what they're projecting.
Well, you wanted more depth. You got Bronny.
Yeah.
Coming off the bench.
Sure. That'd be great. It's awesome.
There you go. If he was traded here, how big a story is that?
Oh, I mean, it's as big as, I mean, it's humongous.
Exactly why there's a very good chance it could happen.
Yeah. Yeah, Fleegs is right. Steve Cohen's pushing for the Knicks to make that trade right now. So people stop talking about his terrible baseball team.
Could have used it a week and a half ago.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think it's completely out of the realm of possibility. I really
don't
think.
Either.
I mean, I think there's a... He definitely would come here at this point. Would the Knicks actually do it?
And given the way the Western Conference is stacked, as you say, and the Eastern Conference with the injury to Halliburton, the injury to Tatum, the Celtics trading everybody. And
he
the Cavs,
smells blood in the water, LeBron.
And the Cavs choked on themselves.
He's like, there's no way, if I want to win one more championship, there's no way that I could do it in L.A. with the Western Conference the way that it is. And as Boomer says, Fat Luka, that I got to carry around everywhere. That's what he's saying.
Boy, LeBron to the Knicks. Very real possibility.
How many total championships are we counting the bubble championship?
Yes, I would count that. I know a lot don't, but I would count that.
Four or five?
Four. Yeah, so I mean,
he's not going to catch Jordan.
Right.
Was it two in Miami, one in Cleveland, and then the Laker one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if Michael Jordan played in the bubble, they wouldn't have lost the game. He kicked everybody's ass. Not only in that, but in dice and cards and everything
else. That's true, too.
Golf.
Try to go back-to-back with the Knicks. Brunson, Cat, they're all locked up for a bit.
Get to six. I'm telling you, this is what he's thinking. Whether a team is going to do it or not, he is thinking, I got to get to the Knicks or I got to get to the Cavs. That's what he's going to try to do.
What about what happens if the Lakers do sign a couple players that he would like to have signed?
Then he'll stay, but I
remember that new ownership out there. Who cares? They just paid $10 billion for the team.
The reason I don't think Milwaukee is he's so calculated with the way places that he's gone to. And, like, I understand he could have a good chance there with he's teaming up with Giannis, but it's still, like, you go to Cavs because he's from there and the history, and you go to the Knicks because it's New York. I don't think he's spending his last days in Milwaukee.
Oof
is right.
Wow. Oof. Yes, we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 6 p.m. free agency does open in terms of players negotiating with other teams. You mentioned LeBron James. Also, your guy Julius Randle got himself a nice solid 3-year, $110 million to stay in Minnesota, so good for him. Also of note, James Harden declines his player option. He intends to sign 2 years, $81 million to stay with the Clippers in Los Angeles, and DeAndre Ayton finalizing a contract buyout with the Blazers, so he will become a free agent. Also, there was a lot of stuff over the weekend about Ace Bailey not reporting to Utah. He did report there over the weekend. Well, there was a lot of articles written that he's being... What's that?
What do you mean not reporting?
There were articles written that he didn't immediately go to Utah after the draft, that he wasn't reporting. There was that rumor out there, but he did show up, I guess, Saturday. That's all.
Oh, okay.
You didn't see that?
I did not see that.
Yeah, it was over the weekend that he didn't immediately go.
Wow.
But all was good.
Good. Happy for him. Happy for you, because I feel like you're like a father figure.
No, I don't think I'm a father figure at all. I don't know where that comes from.
Bailey? Come on.
There was a story. It was a story in ESPN's front page today.
He came in here, was talking about Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey incessantly. You know that.
Incessantly. Yes. I don't know about incessantly. That's not true.
It was incessant.
It was not incessant.
Yes, when they decided.
You're incessant. That's not true.
You're a little excessive.
You're an idiot. When they decided to go to Rutgers, you were all over that. And you were telling us how great they were, what great kids they are,
and, yes, and I stand
by that. How wonderful human beings they are, what great basketball players they are.
Yeah.
So I felt like you probably felt like a father figure.
No. I don't feel like I'm anybody's dad, no.
Okay.
Not true.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought that was a compliment.
Thank you, then, I guess, in a weird roundabout way. The Mets lost to the Pirates 12-1. O'Neill Cruz hit a couple of two-run homers. The Mets have lost 13 of 16. They have hit the skids, but still only a game and a half back in the NL East. Here was Francisco Lindor in terms of what is going on or what's not going on right now with this team.
They outplayed us. They pitched better than us. They hit better than us. They ran the bases better than us. They played better on defense. It's a big league team on the other side. With that being said, yeah, there's a sense of like, yeah, we're frustrated. We're not winning.
And he specifically is frustrated
because I can't take it.
He knows he's not hitting.
I felt like I got the pitches that I wanted. I just didn't execute, you know. So that's what it comes down to, execution. The coaches are doing a fantastic job. Everybody here is preparing. It's just a matter of executing, especially for me.
Outscored 30-4 over the weekend. Home for the Brewers coming up tomorrow. The Mets now 48-37 on the season. As for the Yankees, a 12-5 win over the A's on Sunday. Jazz Chisholm Jr. homeward in the second. RBI triple in the third. Post-game on Yes, just doing my job in that specific at-bat, the triple he's talking about here.
I wasn't really trying to do damage. I was just trying to hit a single up the middle. He hung a changeup. I hit it hard, and it got into the gap, and we were off to the races.
And even though they got shut out on Saturday, good night on Friday, big night on Sunday. Aaron Judge with Susan talks about the offense coming around.
Past couple weeks, we're missing that big swing. You know, get a couple of hits here and there, but kind of missing that big swing. And today, we're able to kind of bust out, and hitting's contagious. We're all feeding off each other. You know, good at-bat for good at-bat, and... they'll hopefully take this into Toronto.
And that'll be tonight, along with Chisholm and Judge. Cody Bellinger, a big game, 3-for-5, a home run. He drove in three. In terms of the Blue Jays game tonight, Carlos Rodon takes on Max Scherzer on the Fan at 7:05. Yankees a game and a half lead on Tampa atop the AL East. And from golf, we talked about this earlier, Aldrich Pottgeter won the Rocket Classic yesterday in Detroit. All right, moment of the day, and I played for you a clip from a girl named Jamie Lamb. She was on the Poop Cruise documentary. She was part of the Bachelorette party, and in this Instagram post, she was discussing so many people on that boat came together to help those in need, and it brought us back to a colleague of ours.
I don't know that I would have been like, here, take my insulin, here, take my baby's formula. But person after person after person were literally like giving away what they had because they're good humans.
It made me think of Eddie if he was on that cruise.
Yeah, I could definitely, right? Like if there was a younger kid who needed it, he'd be like, here you go, Junior. I'm going to curl up on the bow and die. Be strong, young man. Chase your dreams. Goodbye.
Al would have given up one cashew.
Not even if he dropped it on the floor.
Yeah, this fell in the urine in my shower.
Yeah, right. You're hungry. Here you go.
Yeah, and he's dying for another person.
I don't need it, really. I've done everything I've wanted to do. And I'm retiring, and my wife's going to drag me on these yarn excursions for the rest of my life. So please take my insulin. I will fade into the darkness and be yet a memory.
There you go. Moment of the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Remember Wing Bowl that WIP used to do down in Philadelphia where they would fill up an arena and you'd get these guys eating wings and it'd be crazy nonsense and drinking and partying and lots of people flashing their boobies?
Yes.
So it went away because this day and age with the litigious society in which we live, the risk for Wing Bowl was not worth it, I believe, for this company any longer. But it is being brought back. Wing Bowl is going to be brought back in Las Vegas. No, I don't think by Barstool. But they're going to have it in Las Vegas in February. But WIP and Odyssey not involved. So someone bought Wing Bowl, or I guess the name.
It said they're leasing the name to
leasing
them.
The name out to them.
We're
to
doing
have
a lot
Wing
of
Bowl.
That lately.
Leasing names out?
Leasing a lot of stuff out.
Yeah, leasing some stuff out.
That's the way of making money.
Yeah, there was when I started reading this story that Al put in there, I was like, there is no way in hell our company still has something to do with this.
Where are they going to hold Wing Bowl? Did they say yet?
It's probably going to be at the arena there.
You think it's going to be
T-Mobile?
Wow. It'd
be great if Spike would have had to participate in eating wings.
I wonder if he did before becoming vegan. I wonder if he had to do Wing Bowl stuff.
There has to be an entity that is leasing Wing Bowl. What is that entity? Or who is that entity?
Don't know. Al's going to look it up. But like in this day and age.
Something right up the Barstool alley.
Yeah, true. I mean, they got their big $1 million golf tournament happening coming up in August. They just did a 3-on-3 basketball tournament that I watched for $40,000 with their employees at Old Stunk at Basketball. Pretty funny, yeah. I got to say. It was pretty funny. But yeah, I mean, like, those days of radio companies doing things like this,
yeah,
long gone.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Long gone.
It's going to be at the Plaza in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And it doesn't have another company tied to it. Just it's whoever it is just calling themselves the Wing Bowl.
What actually, like, so it was just, was it the amount of wings that you could eat?
Yeah, so the person who holds the record, it was a woman, according to this. She ate 501 wings.
And how long?
30 minutes.
God damn. That is crazy. I mean, but people would just show up there, get drunk, yell. There'd be a lot of action, fights and
and
all that. Just
Howard Stern used to send a crew down there to cover it, and it was a lot of drunk guys yelling racist things.
It's horrible. It's just horrible. But he was smart.
They were hammered. You know, yeah, it was a disaster.
Didn't care.
So how are you gonna? How do they control Wing Bowl if they want it to be what it used to be? And
I don't think
probably somebody who ended up acquiring Wing Bowl had to be a part of it some way, shape, or form, either as a college kid that would show up to it, or you know, maybe there was an executive that was, you know, part of the venue that was holding it.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to really do it, you got to just do it and have no restrictions on it. You know what I loved, where they would send. They'd send like a guy to get interviews at like Comic-Con, and they'd talk to people who had like the masks on. It was because it was radio, it was so great, you know. So they'd go up to somebody and they'd be like, who are you here at?
I'm Quark, the leader of the Technical Ethics Commission.
Who is that?
Quark.
You say Quark?
No, Quark.
Oh, Quark. And they were so serious about it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So serious. And also the other one, when they used to send a guy to the Slipknot concerts. Remember those? And the people would go to Slipknot concerts.
Slipknot?
Yeah, and they would say some outrageous stuff. Them all riled up, drunk, death metal music that Jerry Recco loves.
He loves that stuff.
He loves death metal.
It's amazing.
How much he's, yeah, he's probably the biggest death metal fan I know.
Well, he's definitely the biggest death metal fan I know.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Let's go to Anthony out in L.A. What's going on, Anthony?
How you guys doing? Longtime fan. Been listening to you since 2020 when I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's when it started.
Wow.
Nice.
Awesome, yeah. Man. Love to hear that. What's up?
All right. So I'm a longtime. First, I'm a lifetime Mets fan, number one. Number two is I'm a lifetime Lakers fan.
Mm.
So ever since LeBron came here, 90% of all Lakers fans cannot stand him. Get him out of here. You guys take him off our hands.
So why is it that you can't stand him?
I just, you know, his legacy, yeah, he's great. Don't get me wrong. But jumping from team to team to team to team, it doesn't do it for any of us out here. He's just like he wants to go where he can just do his thing and that's it.
So like he's never, and I assume this, but he'll never be embraced in the way that the other Laker greats were, even though, you know, he did have some success and obviously the bubble championship, whatever, but he's not a Laker. He'll never be looked at as a Laker.
No, he'll never be Kareem or Magic or, and my favorite still was Kobe. We all loved Kobe out here, obviously.
Yeah.
But my other question I wanted to ask was, as far as the Mets, I've been a Mets fan my whole life. Love them. I'm from New York originally, but I moved out here in like 85. That guy Fleegs, last year at this time, he said, there's no way the Mets make the playoffs.
Yeah. I said the same thing probably too many times, too. I mean,
you can go back and look at that. And then I heard him say, oh, they definitely make the playoffs this year. So I think we're pretty much screwed.
Oh, really? So you think it's the opposite thing going on here? Yeah. Thanks, Anthony, for always listening. Yeah, true. I mean, and I said it. I was like, I don't believe in this team all last year.
Oh, we both. Everybody was saying it.
No, it's not true.
You know
true.
Why? Because we actually felt last year, believe it or not, if you take the records away from the team right now, just take the Mets record away. This Monday morning is basically the conversation we were having about them at this time last year.
No, not this time, because they had turned it around by this time. You know, it was a couple weeks after Grimace. They started playing well.
Yeah, I think it was after the All-Star break is when they really took off.
Yeah, I mean, they did, but they had turned it around by now. I'd like to go back and look at that. But, yeah, I mean, but we were talking about, we haven't gotten to the point where things were as disastrous as they were at the beginning of last season. We have not gotten anywhere because they were, what was their low water mark last year? Were they 7 or 11? Yeah, 11 games under 500.
And they're still 11 games over 500 right now.
So it's hard to compare
those things. But when you come off of a disastrous, and I mean disastrous, three-game series at the hands of the Pirates, given the disparity in the amount of money you're spending on your players and the amount of money they're spending on their players, the amount of runs that they scored, the amount of runs you gave up, the lack of hitting with runners in scoring position, the lack of pitching, the awful bullpen, I mean, every aspect of this $335 million team was god-awful.
Yeah, embarrassing. Yeah.
So maybe, as Gary said last year, and I don't know what it was, when that guy threw his glove up into the stands or not.
Yeah.
This is the low point of the Mets. I think this is the low point. I hope this is the low point of the Mets season at this point.
Yeah, and I know what was the name of the pitcher, Fleegs, who threw the glove up there again?
Jorge Lopez.
Jorge Lopez, yeah. When he said, I could have sworn he said, I'm on the worst team in the league. But then people are saying he said, oh, the worst teammate in the league. I could have sworn he was like, we're pretty much the worst team in the league.
We need like Dickie Lovelady to do that.
Yeah.
Because he's back on the squad.
He is back on the squad. Yeah, I wouldn't count on him being the guy. Well, maybe, I guess, because then, you know, they cut him. You need a disposable player to do that. Get him out of here. Send a message.
But he's already been up and down and out and gone and back. You know, I mean, you got to have a guy walking off the mound getting booed and then throwing his glove into the stands at Citi Field
and saying we're the worst team in the league
or something.
You can't recreate the magic though. You can't recreate Grimace. You can't recreate Hawk Tua, the gay Mets. You can't recreate Rally Pimp. You can't recreate OMG. You can't recreate throwing the glove into the stands. Something new has to happen this year. The rally pumpkin, whatever else they had last year.
Yes.
It's got to be something new, something fresh. And I don't know what that is.
Something new and something fresh.
I mean, yeah, it's a good one. I mean, if Juan Soto hits like a walk-off grand slam against the Yankees, that would be, there's your jumping off point.
That would be it.
There's your catalyst spot. I mean, and that's not something that's gimmicky. That's something that would be to get everybody fired up. But maybe something gimmicky.
Is Juan Soto going to be okay for that series, or is he going to be emotional?
He'll be okay. He's going to be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to be. I mean, he's already played him one more. We already played him in the Bronx, remember?
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just going to make sure that he's not emotional.
Nah, he won't be emotional. I'm not worried about him being emotional.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.